So this week I walked from Earlham to Winterset. That was a hard day, 17 miles. It was hot. Gravel roads. I spoke to a couple farmers, and they are very much concerned about what's happening with soybeans. Again, the U.S. usually sells a whole lot of soybeans to China. About half our crop this year has been zero. They're also concerned about sending the National Guard to U.S. cities. They don't see that as an appropriate use of the guard. And they're also concerned about the cost. One of them said he'll never vote for Trump. He's a Republican. We'll see. I also ran into two hunters who offered me a ride. That was nice of them. And I landed in Winterset, a beautiful town, and a great reception at the home of Kayla and Mark Hawkins. I interviewed an evangelical Christian I met at the reception and a man involved with the Braver Angels. I'll play some of those interviews for you. I'm in Winterset, and I'm talking with Darlene Loyler. And she's a former teacher?
Yes, retired teacher.
Retired teacher and also an evangelical Christian. She tells me she's a Reagan Democrat. Thank you for coming to this gathering tonight, about 20 people here. And what are your concerns about where we're heading as a country with regards to democracy?
Well, it bothers me that much of what the founding fathers were afraid of, was like a con artist. They had con artists back then, and they knew about that, and a demagogue. They were really afraid in starting a democracy. They were afraid that we would have somebody like Trump. And he different ones had come close to being elected like that, but he's been very dangerous. And what's really, to me, what bothers me the most is that they call themselves evangelicals. And I've been an evangelical since I was a child, 5 years old. And I've never come across anybody that acts like him or talks like him. It's just, I think he's the opposite of what Jesus wants us to be. And that's what evangelicals are supposed to be.
And he's the opposite of most of the evangelical Christians I know in terms of moral integrity.
Yes.
So how does he get away with having so little integrity yet being able to attract support from the evangelical Christian base?
I don't understand it myself. And he's a rich guy. He was a kind of a spoiled brat, rich kid, he thinks of himself as he feels very sorry for himself all the time, and I don't understand. I mean,
he's very sad that he's not getting the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes, yes, but it also it's like, you know, he's beset. Well, I don't know very many people who were born rich like he was, you know, and I don't understand how he's convinced so many Americans. I think that bad things are being said. When I turn on Fox News, sometimes they quote stuff that Democrats are saying, but I've never heard any Democrats say that kind of stuff. Mean stuff. And the Democrats that I know are pretty nice people.
Yeah, there are mean people at all points in the political spectrum, but I think the mean guy in chief is in the White House right now.
A bully.
Yeah.
He's a bully.
Yeah.
And it the truth is, I wouldn't want to introduce my grandchildren to him. I wouldn't want him to come in my house because he's so mean.
But there are still people who support him, and I've met people just this past week who say, yeah. Even some of them are actually excited about him. Some of them aren't really particularly excited, but they feel he's doing things or going to continue to do things that they value. And do you think that's going to change as he, for example, militarizes, you know, American cities? And
well, here's the thing, too. You know, I'm from Los Angeles, But not a, you know, I lived out in the valley when it was full of orchards and that kind of thing. And I lived in New York, upstate New York, again, orchards, country. And this country here, but I still have family out there. At the point that he was saying Los Angeles is burning, nothing was happening. They were going right by where some of the ICE people were and everything. And there were a few people there protesting, but nobody was yelling at anybody. There was nothing going on. There were when he sent in the National Guard, the guys were just kind of bored, you know, because there wasn't anything to do.
And now he's ramping that up. So we'll see what happens in terms of public opinion when he continues to unleash the National Guard in Portland and Chicago and Memphis.
And
we'll
nothing's
see.
Happening in, I can tell you, in Portland. I have friends there, too. Nothing's going on. Whatever's happening is like within a block or something.
Yeah.
He's just lying about it. But I'm worried about Chicago because they sent Texans up to Chicago, and I'm not sure Texans and Chicagoans like each other.
Well, we're going to find out, I guess.
That may be a real thing.
Yeah. Darlene, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm here in Winterset, Iowa. A great gathering of people, including Richard Tucker. He's with a group called Braver Angels. Richard, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you.
Tell us what Braver Angels is.
Well, Braver Angels is a national organization that was started in 2016 after the pretty fraught presidential election then. And a group of people got together in southern Ohio, half Clinton voters and half Trump voters, and spent the weekend talking through their political views and political differences. And out of that, the organization, at that time it was called Better Angels, got started. And since then, it's grown. It eventually changed its name to Braver Angels, but it's a national organization with a local presence. And the mission of Braver Angels is political depolarization and civic renewal. So basically, we try to get people together. We strive to get approximately equal balance between, I'll refer to them as blues and reds, you know, liberals or people who tend to vote Democratic, conservatives or people who tend to vote Republican, and have various programs. We have workshops. I'm the co-founder and co-chair of the Braver Angels South Central Iowa Alliance. We have alliances all over the country. Those are the local presence of Braver Angels. And what we do is we meet on a monthly basis, and have programs of one type or another. Once in a while, we have a workshop. We have one coming up here in a couple of weeks. But most of the time, we just get together and meet and talk about whatever the topic of the month is. And not at all, in fact, trying to change each other's minds about politics, but trying to express our talk about politics, sometimes even pretty controversial topics, in a pretty civil way. And, you know, just the idea being to reduce affective polarization, you know, the kind of polarization that reflects a lot of personal animosity between people. We try to get people together to interact in a way that, you know, at least they can understand people on the other side of the political aisle.
How many participants nationwide would you say?
If I'm remembering right, I think it has a membership of about 15,000. And again, there are alliances scattered around the country. There's two alliances in Iowa that I'm aware of. There's one up in Ames, run by a guy named Ron McFarland. And then there's the Braver Angels South Central Iowa Alliance, which tries to cover the eight counties south of Des Moines all the way down to the Iowa-Missouri border.
And would you say the participation has grown since the last election?
Since the fall?
Well, since 2024. I mean, it seems to me like Donald Trump is increasing the polarization, and thus I would think maybe there's more people participating in Braver Angels.
I don't know that I can tell that, and maybe on a national basis that's been the case. We've certainly, in our alliance, we've certainly had some pretty robust discussions. You know, Donald Trump isn't the topic of every session we have, but he's definitely come up at different, you know, some months when we've had discussions. So yeah. Certainly the dynamic anyway is pretty robust since the election.
So if people want to learn more or get in touch with somebody with Braver Angels, what's the best way to do that?
You can go on the website, which is braverangels.org. If they'd want to get a hold of me, they could email me at rtucker@braverangels.org.
Thank you so much, Richard.
You bet. You're welcome.
I'm here in Winterset with two high school students I've met. I had dinner with them, and we've been talking about politics and music. This is Tegan and Ava, and I'm glad you guys are willing to take the time to chat with me. Tegan, you're a sophomore, and you mentioned to me that, you know, most of your classmates tend to be supportive of Donald Trump. What's going on there?
Well, most of them just, they think in a lot of a, like, different way than I do, because I don't support Trump, and they just, they're really passionate in their beliefs and kind of, like, obnoxious sometimes, and the way that they say it and how they, like, the words they use to do it, it's...
Passionate is good, but what's obnoxious like?
It can kind of be, like, annoying, kind of, and it can be, like, kind of makes me feel like I can't say my own, like, opinions because I feel like I'll be judged for them.
How about you, Ava?
I'm a senior in high school, and I think I've dealt with these same people when during COVID time. I would actually had to wear my mask, and I would get, like, bullied for it. And those are kind of, like, the same people who are, like, against Biden. And not saying that they're any bad, but just how they present themselves and how they, like Tegan said, they are very obnoxious about their beliefs. And it definitely makes you feel like you can't really speak your own, but I tend to do still. And I definitely think that it's okay to have different beliefs, but we just gotta be, like, communicate to each other and accepting to each other. So,
I wonder how some of the students in your school, maybe Republican voters who have come from a farm background, feel about the current challenges facing soybean farmers in particular because of the Trump tariffs and the bailout of Argentina. Any thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, they probably don't know about it because most of them probably either don't watch the news, or the news that they watch won't talk about that, or they just want to ignore it because they don't want to believe that, like, the person who they think is this great person can do anything bad.
I think more and more people are going to be aware that while we usually sell, what, $12 billion worth of soybeans to China, we sold a total of zero this year. That's got to be having an impact on families financially as well.
Yes, definitely, because I think a huge reason why Trump supporters support Trump is because they think that he'll bring greatness to our economy, and that's, like, a big, like, show and, like, other things that's not really what he's doing. And also, farmers, I think, should really educate themselves. Like, not all farmers. I guess the ones that are dependent on just the beliefs that they want to have should educate themselves in what's really happening, and that I think that would open their eyes too.
So what's next for you? You're a senior. You're going to be going off to college or the workforce or something else. What's your next adventure?
So I'm passionate in many, many things. I'm a songwriter. I'm very passionate about civil rights and human rights. I'm passionate in the environment. I really love psychology and mental health. Right now I'm thinking to maybe get my PhD in psychology and become a mental health therapist, or I'll go the route with political science and human rights, or just any of these things that I'm passionate about. But I know I want to go to college and continue my songwriting, which is with my passions and feelings. So
the world is your oyster.
Yes.
How about you, Tegan? You're a sophomore. You're ways away from having to make that decision, but any thoughts on what your future might look like?
Well, I want to go into the medical field, and I want to be either an ear physician or maybe a pediatrician, because I really like kids, and I also really like doing thrilling things, so I feel like being an ear physician would be pretty cool. I also really want to help people because I'd be able to go into the medical field. And also I'm interested in like science. So that's something. And I also like math. And so it's kind of all just mixed together into like a, just into a job.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you like math. I don't. anyway, hey, great to talk with you. Thank you for taking the time to visit with me, Ava and Tegan, dialoguing here in the town square in Winterset in the shadow of the beautiful courthouse.
This is Ed Fallon in Winterset, Iowa, talking with residents there at the end of a 17-mile march from Earlham, Iowa.